In last week's episode, Jesus stayed with the Samaritans, and after 2 days, they concluded that not only was Jesus the Messiah, but the Savior of the whole world. Today, we will discuss the connection between miracles and faith on today's episode of the Glowing Coals podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Glowing Coals. Let's continue reading an event surrounding a father's dying son and his need for a miracle, beginning in John chapter 4, verse 43 through 45. After the 2 days, he went forth from there into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet had no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves also went to the feast. Okay, so Jesus makes the 2 to 3 day journey from Sychar back to Cana in Galilee. The author mentions that Jesus had no honor in his own country, which is exactly why Jesus probably returned there to see if anyone there had authentic faith. If you recall previously, Jesus went to Jerusalem for the Passover. While there, Jesus most likely taught in the temple and performed signs and wonders, gaining some respect from those that he knew back home. When he returned home, the Galileans welcomed him, but probably to see more miracles. This is a major contrast to the Samaritans that didn't seek any signs, yet still believed in him. Why is it that his own people did not see Jesus in the same way? Some say that Jesus may not have done anything out of the ordinary before he began his ministry, which would make it that much harder to believe Jesus was anything more than the son of Joseph, the carpenter. Let's continue reading in verse 46 through 50. Therefore he came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and was imploring him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son lives." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started off. When Jesus came into Cana, a royal official, probably a Roman Gentile, heard about it, and hearing that Jesus could perform signs and wonders, sought him to heal his son who was sick and close to death. And although Jesus sympathized with the physical needs of his creation, what he truly wanted was to satisfy their spiritual needs, which only he could accomplish. He chastised the noblemen and the Galileans around him because they only sought him for his miracles. And although many would come to believe in Jesus because of his miracles, he wanted them to believe in him for who he was, not in the miracles themselves. For Jesus is more than a physical healer, he is our spiritual healer. When the man again begged Jesus to heal his son, fearing that he might die at any moment, Jesus compassionately fulfilled the man's request. Jesus told the man to return to his home, for he had graciously healed his son. The man believed the words of Jesus and hurried home. Let's continue reading in verse 51 through 54. As he was now going down, his slaves met him, saying that his son was living. So he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. Then they said to him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. This is again a second sign that Jesus performed when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. Before the nobleman reached home, his servants met him on the way and greeted him with the good news that his son was alive and doing well. When he asked his servants the exact time his son got better, he concluded that it was the precise time that Jesus spoke the words that healed his son. And because of the exact timing, the nobleman and his whole household believed that it was truly Jesus who caused the healing to happen. Based on the text, there is no indication at all that the noblemen believed that Jesus was the Messiah. They asked for healing, and they received it. But is that all Jesus wants to give us? Was there anyone who wanted to hear and believe what Jesus had to say? The sad thing is that healings are temporal. People will continue to get sick and one day die. Jesus came into the world to give us life, eternal life, after physical death in a resurrected body to all those who put their faith in him to remove their sins that separates us from God. This is what Jesus wants for us. This is why Jesus came. We can either pay for our own sins in prison called hell for all eternity, separated from God where there will be wailing, torment, and gnashing of teeth, or we can accept the gift of Jesus himself, the Son of God, our Messiah, and the Christ, who loves us so much that he, being fully God and fully man, who knew no sin, was qualified to take upon himself our sins through his death on the cross, so that his blood could wash away our sins and set us free to follow him, to love him, to obey him, and to live with him, our Creator, for all eternity. This is good news indeed. If you want to know more about Jesus and you are watching on YouTube, then please like this episode, subscribe, and don't forget to click the bell for future notifications. Also, consider sharing this episode with others and leaving a comment. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, you can help us reach more listeners by rating us and leaving a review. Thank you for listening. Godspeed.